إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام, أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى وأخرجوا حب الدنيا من قلوبكم فإنه إذا استولى. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, to have the obedience and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For taqwa is the means of rectification of all of our affairs. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ لَا يَجْعَلْ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah will make his affairs easy for him. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in Surah Al-Mulk about the reality of this world and its temporary nature and its true purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
هو الذي خلق الموت والحياة والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا.
هو الذي خلق الموت والحياة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created death and life. For what purpose? ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. To test you, for the purpose is ibtila, the test, to see which of you will be the best indeed, which of you will do the best of righteous deeds. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this life of ours, we have many tests. Our youth, they're concerned at this time of year of their final exams and their semesters. They're worried about passing and whether they'll pass to the next grade. But the greatest test of all, the greatest examination of all, is the test of the meeting with Allah Ta'ala. The examination of the Yawm Al-Qiyamah. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَلَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. The purpose of death and life is the test. Who will do the best of deeds? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the true criteria by which we know if we are successful. The criteria of how much good deeds we have done. How much we have adhered to the laws of Allah. How much we remember Allah in all the different affairs of our life. This is how we know if we are truly successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ حَقٌّ.
The weighing of that day will be true. The weighing of the day of judgment. That is the true weighing. Respected brothers and sisters, when we remember the reality of this world, that it's for a test, and that death will bring to end all of our deeds, which is why the Mufassirin state, Allah mentioned death first in the ayah. He's the one who created death and life. Because We often remember life, but we forget about death. So Allah mentions death first. And the scholars mention that this remembrance of the temporary nature of the life, the remembrance of death, is in itself one of the greatest reminders and one of the most eloquent of speech and remembrance to think about that. The ulama state that even if a person were to remember his death on the night of his wedding, he would lose desire for his newlywed bride. If he thought about it, it would remove all the shahwa, his desire. And the ulama, they say that remembering the death, it makes us release our desire from the dunya, as if we become unattached to the dunya. Shaykh Amin al-Shinqiti, rahimahullah, from the ulama of the last century, he used to say a beautiful couplet of poetry. In Arabic, he would say it, أَنْجُوعُ يُطْفَدُ بِالرَّغِيفَ الْيَعَدِسِ فَعَلَى مَا تَكْفَرُ هُمُومِ وَالْوَسَعِسِ. He said that my hunger, the hunger that we feel, all it takes is a little bit of bread to remove that feeling of hunger. A little piece of bread is enough. So why am I so concerned and so worried about the dunya? Why do I have so many concerns about this life? Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, if we examine ourselves and we look at the society around us, how we seem to be running after the material things of this life, so worried about getting the latest of the newest things that are being sold in the market, we become so concerned and so worried to achieve these things. But in reality, if we reflect on the purpose of our life, we would not have that eagerness for the dunya, and we would be more eager to strive to obey Allah Ta'ala. So this is the true test, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the test of the Yawm al-Qiyamah, that we must always remind ourselves of, so that we stay away from what Allah has prohibited and do what He has commanded. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we should also, when we raise our children, when we educate our youth and our teach our families, we should remind them of this great reality, the reality of the purpose of our lives in this world. The reality that our true success in life is if we're able to hold on to our faith and obey Allah and stay away from what He prohibited. So this is a duty upon each and every parent, each and every father and mother. Allah says, كُلُّكُمْ رَعَى وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. Each and every one of you is a shepherd, and he will be asked, he shall be asked about his family. The father, he is a shepherd in the house, and he will be asked about those under his authority. The mother, she is a shepherd. She will be asked about her responsibility. Every person is a shepherd, and he shall be asked, or she shall be asked, about those under their authority. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what we should hold firmly in our hearts, that success, whether worldly or in the akhirah, is only from Allah. True success, whether it's in school or at work, or in life, or in the Yawm al-Qiyamah, is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be grateful to Allah whenever we achieve anything in this world, worldly or in terms of the akhirah. Whenever we learn our children are successful in school, we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is only Allah who gives them success. And we should teach that to our children. Remind them that your success is only from Allah. هو الذي Allah سبحانه وتعالى He says
وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ
He taught you, He teaches that which you did not know. And so we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be grateful to Him for all of our blessings and avoid those things that earn Allah's anger. Avoid those things that earn Allah's anger. We should have trust in Allah. And we should teach our children to trust in Allah. Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he used to say, Teach your children, for you are responsible for them. You will be held accountable for them and what they learn from you. And what they do afterwards in the things that they obey you with. Teach your children, in the words of Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, because you will be accountable. You will be responsible for whatever they learn from you, whatever you teach them. And you will be accountable for whatever they do afterwards based on what they learn from you. And another of the Salaf as-Salih, he said, teach your children the Qur'an and to depend upon the Qur'an and to be the companion of the Qur'an. If you do this, you fulfill your responsibility. What is meant by making them depend on the Qur'an? It means teaching them to refer to the Qur'an and to make the Qur'an their judgment in things. When they want to know and make a decision in life, refer to the Qur'an and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is right and wrong? What should I do? What decision should I make? Refer to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah. This is how we make our children dependent on the Qur'an. Refer it back to the people of knowledge so that we do what is pleasing to Allah in all of our decisions. Sa'id ibn al-As, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, he said, we used to teach our children the importance of following the Messenger of Allah, just like we would teach them a verse of the Qur'an. We would teach our children so they memorize the verses of the Qur'an. He said, we would teach our children to obey the Messenger of Allah, to follow the Sunnah, just like we would teach them the verses of the Qur'an. And another one of the Salaf as-Salih, one of the very famous ascetics, one of the greatest of people who excelled in both fiqh and in zuhd, Ibrahim ibn Adham, one of the great scholars of the past. He says, the reason I started learning hadith, he says that my father, he used to tell me, every hadith you memorize, I will give you one dirham. Every time you memorize a hadith, I will give you a dirham. So Ibrahim ibn Adham, he said, I started my path of knowledge because of what my father told me. He said, every time I learn a hadith, he's going to give me a dirham. So he said, I began my path of knowledge because of my father. And so then later on he excelled in Islamic studies and became one of the greatest of the people of knowledge. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the important matters that we must remind ourselves of and teach our children is the importance of time. The importance of making good use of time and not wasting time. And not because time is our life itself. Our very lives is time. And Hassan al-Basri used to say, O child of Adam, you are nothing but time. Every day that goes by, part of you leaves you. Part of you leaves you. So the importance of time. The Prophet ﷺ used to say, نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس. Two blessings most people they are in great loss. In great loss of. الصحة والفراغ. Good health and free time. Most people when they have good health they don't take advantage of it. They don't use their health to their advantage. Until they become sick or old and they regret. What did I do when I was young? When I could have done more for the sake of Allah. Instead I was busy acquiring or doing things for the world. So many people regret that. They're in loss. And faragh. Free time. Many people they don't take advantage of the time that they have until they lose it. They become busy. They become busy with things that are beyond their control. Then they wish they could go back to that time when they had time on their hands so they could worship Allah or learn knowledge or spread it or do righteous deeds. So this hadith, the blessing of health and the blessing of time, applies to each and every one of us, but especially more so for our youth, for the young brothers and sisters, because they are the ones that have the health and the time, and this is the age where they must take advantage of it. O youth, do not waste your time in futile activities. Do not waste your time in futile activities. Make use of your time. Do things that will bring you the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will reward you for that. Allah will make you happy in this world and the next. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين ولسائر المسلمين كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I share with you one ayah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of keeping good company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says,
وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا.
وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا. And like this, Allah says, سبحانه وتعالى, we have given to every prophet an enemy from the jinn, min al-jinn wal-ins, min al-ins, from mankind and from jinn. Amongst men we have enemies, and amongst jinn we have enemies. What do these enemies do? يُوشِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرَةَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. They whisper and they inspire beautiful speech, beautiful things that are misleading. SubhanAllah, this ayah, it is a very clear warning about evil companions. Evil companions from amongst mankind first, before the evil whisperers of the jinn. There are men that whisper and they beautify with their speech things that are misleading. They beautify with their speech زُخْرَةَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. These friends, these companions, evil friends, evil colleagues from amongst mankind, they whisper to a person to lead him in the wrong. The enemies, Allah calls them, enemies from amongst man and amongst jinn. Their goal is to beautify the evil actions to us. To leave the masjid, to leave attending classes, to leave coming to Jummah, to leave the Salah, to abandon our faith, to obey things that are disobedient to Allah and His Messenger, to obey, to run after the dunya, and to leave doing actions for the sake of Allah. This is the goal of the shaitan and his allies from jinn and mankind. To make us leave our faith. As we all know, even shaitan, the shaitan is our enemy, so take him as your enemy. We should realize that when the shaitan makes us busy from our obligations of deen, of obeying Allah, of prayer, of learning the essential knowledge, this is the whisper of shaitan. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا Allah says, so take him as your enemy. Realize he's your enemy and then treat him as an enemy. And none of us would let our enemy come into our home and spread his message amongst ourselves or our family. We would stay far away from him and avoid his effects, his whispering. And therefore, beloved brothers and sisters, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he gave us a very good advice, a very good warning and advice. He said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini sawahidi." A person will follow the religion of his companions. A person is upon the religion of his or her friends and companions. And this means that we should search for the righteous people to be in their company. We should look for people who are devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His deen, to the knowledge of our religion, and try to get close to them and be in their company. Those who remind us and hold us, push us forward in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for those who harm us in our relationship with Allah, then we should seek to be far away from them. As the people will say on the Day of Judgment, when they see their evil qareen, their evil companion, "Oh, I wish that between me and him was the distance of the east and the west. Bayna al-mashriq wal-maghrib. I wish I was so far from him, but the distance of the east to the west." This is what people will say on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. So, before that time comes, we should take heed, inshaAllah, to the advice of the Prophet ﷺ, that we try to come together with the people of righteousness and help each other. Da'awan wa rabbihi al-taqwa. We try to say good things to our friends and companions about getting to the masjid, coming to the classes, attending and learning from our ulama. We try to say good things to each other so that we stay far away from these whispers of the shaitan, but rather we do the opposite. We whisper the good talk about learning this deen and coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do that, then inshaAllah ta'ala, we will earn the reward in this world and the next. And before I close, inshaAllah, we'd like to make a dua for all of the great ulama of the past who spread this knowledge of this deen to us. We have the great scholars from the early days, from Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Qayyim Jawziyyah, Imam Qurtubi, and up to the latter day scholars today, Hussein al-Sheikh. May Allah have mercy on all of them. May Allah make us be like them. May Allah help us to change our feelings and thoughts to the thoughts of knowledge, and so that we benefit from the knowledge that has reached us. And we ask Allah to bring our hearts together in His obedience and to make the evil appear as evil to us and make the good appear as good to us. And may Allah guide us and our children and keep us all firm on our faith until the day we leave. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم احفظ إخواننا في الشام وفي فلسطين وفي مصر. اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين في مصر على التقوى. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم اشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم احفظنا من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم اصلح احوالنا. اللهم اصلح شبابنا ونساءنا وبناتنا وانفسنا. اللهم طهر قلوبنا يا رب من النفاق، وطهر اعمالنا من الرياء، وطهر السنتنا من الكذب، وطهر اعيننا من الخيانه. انك تعلم خائنه الاعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقره اعيننا محمد واله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكره واصيلا واقيموا الصلاه.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا Thank you. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ولم يكن له كفوا أحد